We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Big 12 This Week.
That's the best we've looked in stretch this season. That was really good. The ball moved, played fast.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
This conference is deep. It's like 6-7 teams deep. That's how good this conference is.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
All right, I'm going to get to the bowl games here in just a moment. And then we'll also talk conference basketball. Here we are in December, and we had some good games, some great games so far. And we'll get into all that. And of course, we're in the fourth quarter here of holiday shopping. I mean, like 2-minute warning. And as I'm scrambling around for those last minute gift ideas, I kind of feel like Brock Purdy on that last interception, kind of looking around. Scrambling, is anybody going to help me? What do I have? What are my resources? What can I work with? I end up to just chuck something up there and hope it sticks. Listen, a lot of credit to Iowa State. Gutsy comeback, being down 17-0, and to make that a game in the Big 12 championship. And that was almost vintage Oklahoma. I mean, that's kind of what you expect from Oklahoma. Got off to that big lead and then held it off, and they made some big plays at the end, too. The thing that, you know, as I watched that game, a couple of things stuck out. Brock Purdy is one heck of a competitor, but he's been prone to turnovers, and he made some costly mistakes, including that interception in the end zone when they're down 17-0.
Here we go. First and 10 from the 11. Purdy's got it. Play action. Looking right. Throws end zone. Back of the end zone. Picked off. Intercepted. Trey Norwood. He undercut the route.
That's Toby Rowland on the Sooners broadcast. Brock just tried to do too much there. But they're gritty. And listen, here's the other thing that stuck out. And congratulations to Matt Campbell, who was named the Big 12 Coach of the Year. But you could see it, though. There was this us-against-them mentality. Kind of went in there with the chip on the shoulder of, you know, everything is going to go Oklahoma's way. They're going to get the benefit of the doubt. And there was the targeting call. And then there were the two offside, non-offside calls, which were right calls by the officials. I don't know why Iowa State just didn't snap the ball. But his demeanor, when I saw him, I thought, okay, that's either going to fire his team up or it's going to backfire. Now, I don't know if it backfired, and I don't know if it necessarily did fire up the team. But when I saw Matt Campbell losing it twice on the sideline, that's not a good look. I always think your head coach has to be in control. Your head coach has to be composed. And I see backup quarterbacks patting him on the back. That's not a good look for your leader of your team. Now, maybe it worked, but when I saw that, I was like, oh, boy, just this is bad. This is bad. Oklahoma's got the early jump, and Matt Campbell's losing it. And as much as we want to bang on the officials all the time for not getting things right, not having their heads in the game, I thought they showed some great restraint by letting Matt Campbell get it out and get his frustration out. Because that could have been disastrous. They could have thrown a flag there. The fact that they did not nail him for unsportsmanlike conduct, that's incredible. Way to leave the game. I mean, you know the game is high with emotions, that emotions are running. I just thought that that was a brilliant and an excellent move by the officials to just let that go. And I thought it was a fairly good game from their standpoint. Now, listen, targeting, we could go on and on about that. They have to do something. They've got to relook that rule. They've got to come up with a different way to figure that stuff out. Football's a physical game. And I've talked to head coaches, and they said, look, they put us all in the room, and they'll show us different things and say, okay, what do you think? Is this targeting? And half will say yes, half will say no. So it's very subjective. So anyway, but I just thought that Campbell kind of lost it. Now, did it affect the team one way or the other? I'm not sure. But we saw from Iowa State what we've seen all season, that they're going to battle. I thought Oklahoma's defense did a great job of holding down Breece Hall. He did get into the end zone twice.
It'll be second and goal, Iowa State from the three. Purdy in the shotgun. And he'll run it left. No, gives it to Hall up the middle. Breece fighting, and he is in for the touchdown. Breece Hall, his second rushing touchdown of the game. His 21st touchdown of the season.
That's John Walters. 23 carries, kind of right in line with what he does. You know, you could say, all right, well, you know, maybe he was only held to 79 because they had to pass more, try to come back from their deficit. 23 attempts, but his 3.4 yards per carry average, lowest of the season. In fact, three of his four lowest yards per carry averages came in the final three games of the season. And this was by far his lowest output. So again, a great credit to the defense. And I joked about that final interception by Brock Purdy.
A little confusion here. They're down to 9 on the play clock. Now they're trying to wave somebody back on the field. They're down to 5. They don't want to use their last time out here. Late setting up with 3. Snap to Purdy. Play action. Back to pass. Under pressure. Flush to the right. Being chased. He's going to lob late for the end zone. It is intercepted! Intercepted! Trey Brown did it again!
Yeah, Toby referencing the Cotton Bowl game against Texas when Trey Brown sealed the victory in the fourth overtime.
Ellinger in the shotgun. He's got it. Sooners twist up front. He has time. Lob toward the end zone. It's intercepted! Trey Brown! You could unhitch the wagon!
Could we see Trey Brown do it again for a third time in the Metroplex against Kyle Trask of Florida? The 30th, the Cotton Bowl. Number 6, Oklahoma. Number 7, Florida. 7 p.m. Central Time. Yeah, in fact, I just found out today, I think, Trask said that he'll play in the game and then make his decision on his future later. And they've got a big tight end, too. I mean, this is kind of like an extension of what Iowa State does. They like using their tight end. So Trask will play in it. But, yeah, can Brown do it for a third time? So we'll look at the bowl schedule. We'll do that, like I said, Big 12 basketball, and John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears. A surprise. Charlie Brewer moving on. A lot of quarterbacks moving on from the Big 12, and it looks like they're all heading to Utah. What the heck is going on? Yeah, so settle in. Thanks for listening. Whether you're listening to one of our great radio stations across the Big 12 footprint, or you're listening to the show as a podcast, which you can download on all of the popular podcast platforms. Just search Big 12 This Week. All right, we'll come back with more on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, real quick, we know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football.
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts, or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's go live.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
All right, let's talk basketball here on Big 12 this week. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Pollack. We will recap the games from this past week here in a moment, but we won't have basketball again until Tuesday the 29th. And so we'll have a busy recap for our next Big 12 show next week. But on the 29th, looking ahead, West Virginia, who had a tough game against Kansas on Tuesday night, they will host Buffalo. That'll be a 2 Eastern. West Virginia 3-0 at home so far this year. The second-ranked Baylor Bears will host Central Arkansas. Central Arkansas has not won away from their home court this year. And, of course, Baylor is 6-0. We'll talk with John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears. Now, he'll be along later in the program. Texas Tech eked out a win last night against Oklahoma. We'll look at that here in a moment. But the 15th-ranked Red Raiders will be hosting Incarnate Word. 10th-ranked Texas will host Texas A&M Corpus Christi. And then on Tuesday the 29th, a 7 o'clock tip, Kansas State hosting Omaha. On the women's side from Tuesday night, TCU beat Oral Roberts 62-49, Oklahoma State 82-68 winners over North Texas, and Iowa State beat Drake 85-67. The women are off until Tuesday. Kansas, Texas Tech, Texas, and Oklahoma on the schedule. And then we'll get into a Big 12 play beginning on Saturday, January 2nd. That's on the women's side. All right, let's look at men's hoops from last night. West Virginia tried to defend Kansas a little different. Normally, they like to take away the perimeter game. That was not the case in Tuesday night's 79-65 win for the Jayhawks. They were given the open shot, and they took advantage of it and just made him pay.
Here's a miss inside by Shibwe and the rebound to Kansas. Back comes Brown down the right sideline, trailing by 1. Brown for 3. Yes! Christian Brown from downtown, and KU goes up 2. KU goes inside to McCormick. Back out to Brown for 3. He got it! Christian Brown again, his 4th 3 of the night.
He ended up hitting 6. That was Brian Haney. 22 points for the sophomore. Jalen Wilson hit 4 three-pointers. They went crazy. In fact, Kansas was 9 of 19 from beyond the arc in the second half. Marcus Garrett had 15 points. Ochai Agbaji with 11 points, 10 rebounds. And David McCormick put together a great game. 10 points and 11 rebounds. And going up against big guys, Oscar Shibwe and Derek Culver, probably the first time this year where he's played guys built for him. Shibwe and Culver held to a combined 11 points and 12 rebounds. Really a good game. Bill Self very happy with the game that he got from David McCormick.
Well, we played terrific. Even the first half, we were down 1, but we had played better than that. They go zone and I had kind of a screwy lineup in, and they went zone, and we didn't attack it well. When I say screwy lineup, we had Marcus and Juan and I think maybe Tristan and in the game at once. And so they kind of you know, we didn't. They really didn't have to guard us because they didn't think we'd shoot it. And then we got some looks against the zone in the first half and really didn't make them. And then the second half we were really good against it. I mean, the ball moved and David made a couple of great passes out of the post. And you know, we made some shots. And
Matthews lobs toward Culver. Brown trying to guard him. He turns, has it volleyball spiked by McCormick, literally 10 feet beyond the out of bound line, caught by Jarrett Howard on a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. What a rejection by David McCormick.
Now, listen, West Virginia had their share of moments. In fact, they led at the first half by a point. Sean McNeil made 6 3-pointers and scored 24 points for the Mountaineers, but a lot of it came in the first half.
Deuce now with 8. Starts to make his move, top of the circle. Stutter steps, pump fakes, sends it to McNeil. Clock 2, NBA plus 3. Up, and he banked it in from 3. He banked it in as the shot clock expired. And Sean McNeil has had the half of all halves.
That is Tony Caridi. It is the ninth time that West Virginia has gone into Lawrence, Kansas, and has come away without a victory. So the number 3 Jayhawks with the 79-65 win over the 7th-ranked Mountaineers. All right, this was a close one for Texas Tech. They were almost looking at 2 losses on their Big 12 schedule before really even getting things started, but they avoided the loss. Terrence Shannon Jr. scored 21 points. Marco Santos Silva had 18, and the 15th-ranked Red Raiders held off Oklahoma 69-67.
Long runs it hard into the right corner. Hands off and becomes a screener for Burton. Burton driving Hill, takes it out for Edwards. 3 by Shannon. Bang! A guns up 3 ball, angle left.
That's Jeff Haxton on the call. The Sooners fouled McClung with 13.7 seconds left. He made a free throw. He also came up big down the stretch.
Was going to go screen. Now it's McClung driving hard down the right side. Reverse layup good with English.
No
come
way.
On, Mac.
No way.
Now, Brady Manick struggled for Oklahoma. You know, he looked like Larry Bird, like bad back Larry Bird at the end of his career. He slouched in that chair on the bench. He's got the blonde locks and the stash going, but he was just 1 of 7, and I think he played in just 22 minutes. So a big win for the Red Raiders. Let's hear from Coach Chris Beard.
You know, look, the Kansas game could have easily gone our way with a little fortune, and tonight we get the fortune. So in this league, you just got to put yourself in a position every night where you have a chance to win. So I was really proud of the guys tonight. I thought our effort was dialed in. Obviously, bad play at the end of the game, but
Oklahoma, they've got 4 straight games against top 15 teams. So it's going to be a tough stretch for them, no doubt. Oklahoma coach Lon Kruger says pick up the pieces and get ready for the next one.
Didn't think we played aggressively in the first half as we did in the second half. Bounced back in the second half, played much better. Certainly a disappointing loss, but there will be a lot of games. They come down to the wire in the Big 12. All the teams are so good, and certainly disappointing not to get this one in the right column, but we'll bounce back. We'll learn from this.
And then one other game from last night, Mike Miles scored a career-high 26 points. R.J. Nembhard added 22. TCU was able to hold off North Dakota State 89-82. The Horned Frogs had a 17-point lead just under 5 minutes to go before the half. And then they cooled at the start of the second half. And North Dakota State got that thing to a 4-point game. But then another strong finish for TCU. They finished shooting 59% for the game, and they win their 3rd straight. Coach Jamie Dixon thinks this was maybe one of their best offensive performances of the year.
Yeah, we've been getting better offensively. There's no question. And, you know, we cut down some turnovers. Again, they're a team that doesn't force them. We made good passes. We made some good decisions. And, you know, we've got some things to work on. But, you know, we talked about this team, what they could do. Obviously, watching Kansas game, what they can do. And they're up the whole game against Kansas. And they did what we told them that they could do. They made 3s early, and they continue to make it, and they brought it back in the second half. So,
Jamie Dixon's squad gets the victory. Kevin Samuel was named the Big 12 Player of the Week. He had a season-high 18 points and 8 rebounds and 7 blocks in the Horned Frogs 77-76 win at Oklahoma State. That's the most blocks by a player at TCU in 20 seasons. So not a bad start for him. And then Greg Brown of Texas was named the newcomer of the week. He averaged 20.5 points, 12 rebounds, 2.5 blocks, and he picked up a pair of double-doubles in the Longhorns' two victories. He had 17 points and 10 rebounds, along with two blocks and two steals, all in 22 minutes against Sam Houston State last Wednesday. And then the freshman forward came back with a career-high 24 points and 14 rebounds, adding three more blocks in 26 minutes during their Big 12 opener against Oklahoma State. Brown had the best plus-minus total of plus 17 against the Cowboys on Sunday. So a couple of players victimizing Oklahoma State. The Cowboys off to an 0-2 start in Big 12 play. All right, we'll look at bowl games. John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears, coming up. Much more here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ice is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week, where you can listen to the show on the Sirius XM channel for the Big 12, channel 375. All right, it's time now for Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12, Catalina Lime Mixer, Aloha Beaches, Big 12, meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. And we have to go back. I think this will be our final football. Well, I shouldn't say it'll be our final football one. I mean, we've still got bowl games. But we've got to go back to the Big 12 championship game. And without a doubt, making it look natural, Spencer Rattler, 22 of 34, 272 yards, a touchdown. He also ran for one, and he didn't turn the ball over.
In the Rough Rider Unis from the Iowa State 45, it'll start with a throw. Rattler, deep drop, looking deep. Takes a shot for Mims behind the defense. Got him! Touchdown! Painter! 45-yard strike from Rattler to Mims. Split backs. Ramondre Stevenson and Mikey Henderson. Keeper Rattler over the right side. Gets away. He's to the five. Touchdown! Rattler!
All right, that's Toby Rowland with the call. Spencer Rattler, making it look natural. Presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12. All right, kill this music because this is great. I'm going to preview the bowl games. But there they go. Florida opening their mouth ahead of this game against Oklahoma for the Cotton Bowl Classic December 30th. Florida linebacker James Houston IV. A redshirt junior was asked about playing in Big 12 territory. And he said he wasn't worried about Oklahoma having this kind of home field advantage. Here was his quote. Oklahoma is a good matchup, but they're not on our level. They're not the SEC. Oh, here we go again. They're not the Florida Gators. So we should put on a good show. End quote. I threw in my little commentary there. I should have read the quote as full. Oklahoma, let me read it again for you in case you missed it, from James Houston IV. Quote, Oklahoma is a good matchup, but they're not on our level. They're not the SEC. They're not the Florida Gators. So we should put on a good show. Oh, boy. What else here? Wide receiver Justin Shorter called Oklahoma, quote, a pretty good team. Even their quarterback, Kyle Trask, said, quote, they've got some solid players. Wow. That's going to be fun. Oh, you know, I had mentioned, you know, I messed up. I had mentioned that they'd have their big tight end, Kyle Pitts. He opted out. Oh, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. Buckle up, Sooner fans. You're going to enjoy this one. All right, more coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suitor blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suitor blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay,
let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. We have our can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. And I usually pick one game, but let's just do bowl season. Let's just focus on our Big 12 teams that made it to bowl games this year. So they are the can't-miss games of the week coming up here for, at least the next couple of weeks. It all gets started next Tuesday, the 29th, the Cheez-It Bowl in Orlando. This is a battle of third-place teams. Number 21, Oklahoma State against number 18, Miami. The Hurricanes finished third in the ACC. That's where the Cowboys finished here in the Big 12, third place. A 15-year bowl streak. It's the longest mark in school history and the seventh longest active streak in college football. Any opt-outs for Miami? Head coach Manny Diaz, the latest that I've heard, his two defensive ends, Jalen Phillips and Quincy Roche. So that means players that are really good at stopping the run will not be in this game. Their tight end, Brevin Jordan, posted on Twitter after the bowl announcement that he was ready to get back to work. So it looks like he will be in this game. Jordan is the fourth tight end projected to go in the upcoming NFL draft if he decides to skip his senior year. So expect him to play. So that's the first one up on the list. And I've got no problems with that. That's actually a great matchup. Then that night, 8 o'clock, it'll be number 20, Texas taking on Colorado in the Alamo Bowl. Following the lead of fellow freshman quarterback Jaquindon Jackson, who is leaving to Utah, Xavion Alford has entered the transfer portal for Texas. And I'm actually going to talk about and we mentioned this too, about the quarterbacks leaving the Big 12 for Utah. John Morris will be here, the voice of the Baylor Bears. He'll be here a little later, and we'll talk about Charlie Brewer and all of that. But Texas and Colorado in the Alamo Bowl. Then on Wednesday, December 30th, we've got the Cotton Bowl, number 6 Oklahoma against number 7 Florida. As I mentioned, Kyle Trask planning to play in this game for the Gators. This will be a great matchup. Boy, this one will be a lot of fun. Then on New Year's Eve, it's the Liberty Bowl from Memphis, West Virginia at 5-4. We'll get Army, who's put together a great year, 9-2. They're replacing Tennessee that went 3-7. So a big upgrade in the opponent for Neil Brown's Mountaineers, who went 5-4 this season. Then we've got the Texas Bowl down in Houston. TCU, they became bowl eligible with 6 wins in 10 games. They're taking on Arkansas, a team that went 3-7. Their head coach, Sam Pittman, in his first year, they got off to a great start, lost some tough games. They had some tough calls go against them, some targeting, some calls that, they, quite frankly, could have affected a couple of their wins. So they may be better than what their 3-7 record would show you. And then we have the Fiesta Bowl on January 2nd from Glendale, Arizona. Iowa State at 8-3, taking on the 4-2 Oregon Ducks, who will come into this game ranked 25th. That's a great bowl game for the Cyclones. I'll tell you, Iowa State fans, they travel well. They always draw great crowds. All right, so that's a look at our bowl schedule for the Big 12. Hey, I want to remind you about Reveal Suits. All right, look, your business associates can see you from, what is it, the chest up, the spare tire up? Do you position like me? Do you position your camera so that you get just from like the chest up? And you keep your gut out of the way. Well, look, now you can dress and look great and hide that pooch of yours. Go to RevealSuits.com. I'm sure that's what they want me talking about. Go to RevealSuits.com, where you can customize your suits and blazers. And yeah, it's still important now, even during the pandemic. And even if you're working from home, look great on Zoom, blue jeans, whatever you're using. They offer so many different suit styles and options. Plus, you can customize your lining with your school's favorite logos. So show off your Big 12 spirit. Check out RevealSuits.com. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com. The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Three left side by Deshaun Gordon is no good. Rebound Butler. Mitchell the alley-oop to Jonathan Chumwa-Chachua. They've done that three times here in the first half, and the Bears dial it up to a 51-25 lead.
That's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris, on Big 12 this week, which you can get on TuneIn under College Sports Now. John, are you wearing a mask while you're doing play-by-play?
Is it obvious? I think it sounds so bad. Yes, that was a game in Manhattan from last Saturday, and their protocol there is we were in a Tier 1 radio spot, which meant down by the bench, so we had to wear a mask the entire time. Oh, and I absolutely hated it. It's the first game I've done having to wear a mask, and I understand the reasons for it, and I'll do whatever we have to do, but, I hated talking through that mask.
I don't know how you do it, because I'll tell you, I walk around, like, after about 20 minutes, walking around Walmarts, and I'm starting to, like, okay, I got to get out of this thing, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, and trying to broadcast, as you know, Bill, you just try to, you know, project, and I just feel like what I normally do to project, it just hits a brick wall with that mask, so. It was really odd, but as well as the Bears played in that game and have been playing, I'll put up with anything that I have to continue Baylor playing these games.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk hoops in a minute. John is joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. All right, John, let me explain this for the listeners here, kind of this quarterback carousel. Charlie Brewer leaves Baylor for Utah, and that's why we brought you on. We'll talk about that. Freshman Jaquindon Jackson from Texas follows Brewer to Utah. This comes after Cameron Rising, a 2018 Texas quarterback signee, also transferred to Utah after one season with the Longhorns. He was the starter before losing the job to former South Carolina quarterback Jake Bentley, who's entered the transfer portal once again. It's a quarterback carousel. It's crazy. Was this a surprise that Brewer left?
You know, I can't say it's a complete surprise. I would say this. I love Charlie Brewer. I love what he did in 4 years here. He's only the second quarterback Baylor has ever had to lead the team in passing four consecutive years. And that's saying a lot. And Charlie won some big games for this team. And for whatever reason, Bill, you know what it's like at a lot of places, colleges and pro football teams, the backup quarterback is always the most popular guy. Oh, he could do better. You know, oh, come on, make a change. And for whatever reason, that drumbeat started here. And I think it was not really deserved at all, because I think you got to look at the full body of work of what Charlie did here and the big comeback victories he had as the quarterback here at Baylor and the big games he won and Baylor won. So I hated to see him go, but I think he just wanted – he's been here 4 years, and I just think he had the opportunity to play one more year and wanted a fresh start somewhere else. And I wish him nothing but the best. I hope he does well there in Utah.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, when you look at the pandemic, the starts and the stops, you know, new coaches, I mean, that's a lot to handle, and there's growing pains. But there's this, I mean, we've seen it here in the Big 12. I mean, certainly, you know, Texas has felt it. A lot of teams, Oklahoma State, everybody's under pressure. You got to deliver now. What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And this was, you know, this was the transition year with Coach Dave Aranda. And you got to factor in all those things that you mentioned with no spring practice. I mean, that's a tough way to start as a first-year head coach, especially. Is no spring practice, not a regular summer. You know, even your fall work, it looked different. A lot of Zoom meetings instead of face-to-face. And so I think all of that factors into the 2-7 record that Baylor had this year. But Charlie is surely not at fault for that. And, you know, I think you just factor in the really wonkiness of this season and everything, the way you judge this 2020 season.
John Morris, the voice of the Baylor Bears, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline here on Big 12 this week. You know, given the starts and the stops and with the pandemic and all that, how would you grade Dave Aranda in his first year?
Can I give him an incomplete? Is that you know, in the old you ever have a class when you got an incomplete?
Yeah, I had my fair share of those. Yeah, I think that's fair, absolutely.
Yeah, no, that's what I would say. You know, I would give him an incomplete because I don't think we saw the full capabilities of this team and Coach Aranda and his staff this year because of those things I mentioned, you know, the way they were hamstrung with no spring practice and everything else. So that's what I would say. I think we saw some good things. I think we saw, you know, plenty of things that can be improved upon. But I think we saw improvement as the season went on, the last game notwithstanding. I mean, that last game against Oklahoma State was just totally an Oklahoma State complete victory over Baylor. But again, there were factors in that. Baylor had 47 players, coaches, and staff that weren't available for that game, and that's a huge number. But the game before that against Oklahoma, Big 12 champs, Baylor did some good things up there in Norman, although they lost that game. So to answer your question, if you allow me, I'll give him an incomplete, and then we'll finish out what that grade is as we move forward.
Yeah, that's absolutely fair. All right, sure. Let's talk basketball. They had their share early on with some COVID issues, and Coach is doing better now. But, I mean, you look at the team, Jared Butler, Macy O'Teague, Davion Mitchell, you know, some of the names that you're familiar with hearing from last year. Now you've got an influx of different players who are coming in and contributing as well, and the Bears off to a great start, 6-0, ranked second in the country. There's a lot to like about this team this year.
Well, ask me a grade there. I'd give them an A+ so far because they have played really, really well. It's a shame they didn't get to play that game against Gonzaga that was scheduled for Indianapolis on December 5th. I know everybody was looking forward to number one versus number two. And it doesn't look like it's going to be able to be rescheduled now with the holidays and then, you know, back into conference play starting January 2nd. So that's a shame that game didn't get to be played. Maybe we'll meet up with Gonzaga in March or April or something. But this team is playing at a very high level. Bill, here's an example. We played Arkansas Pine Bluff on Monday night. That, you know, that kind of a little bit dangerous game right before, you know, a Christmas break is coming. And sometimes those games can be, you know, sloppy, or the team has their mind on Christmas and they're not focused on the opponent. And Arkansas Pine Bluff, you know, was 1-7 coming into the game. But Baylor came out and they were so crisp and so sharp. They jumped to a 39-4 lead to start the game. and committed only 5 turnovers in the game, played very, very clean, very, very well. And I think that's a great indication of how good this team is and how focused they are to be ready to play every night, no matter who the opponent is, no matter what time of year it is. And they showed that on Monday night.
Do you get a sense, from, especially from the veteran players on this team, that there's some unfinished business that they didn't get a chance to finish off last basketball season in March?
Yeah, I do, and I think that's very fair. And they don't talk about it a whole lot, but I know it's there. I know they felt like they had a team that was capable of going to the Final Four, winning a national championship last year, and had the rug pulled out from under them, and they didn't have a chance to play in the Big 12 tournament or the NCAA tournament. And then I think that's part of the reason that Jared Butler and Macy Oteague came back this year. They dipped their toe in the NBA waters and decided, no, we want to go back. So they're back, and so many veterans are back this year. And as you mentioned, some newcomers that are really contributing for Baylor, like L.J. Cryer is a freshman guard, Adam Flagler, the transfer that sat out last year. And then the post players, Flo Thamba is back in a more increased role this year, and Jonathan Chumwa-Chachua has just been outstanding for Baylor in the post position. So I think you're right. I think they knew how good a team they had this year, and I'm not sure this team right now isn't even better, as good or even better than that team last year.
Well, they've got Central Arkansas coming up on Tuesday, and then they were able to add another game, Alcorn State, the following day on Wednesday, so they'll play back-to-back. So Coach Drew looking to try to get some more games and more minutes under their belt before they start a Big 12 play on the 2nd at Iowa State.
Yeah, just want to get a couple more games in, you know, after he has given them a break, and I think with a long list of instructions, things to do and things not to do, as he allowed them to go home after the game on Monday night. But then he'll get them back here right after Christmas, and they'll get those 2 games in before we go to Iowa State to play the Cyclones on January 2nd in Ames. So you know what it's like coming back from a break. It's always good to get a game or 2 under your belt before you hit it full speed again. So that was the reason for adding that game on the 30th.
Yeah, I don't want to look too far ahead, and I don't want to overlook Iowa State and Oklahoma and TCU, but I'm just looking at the schedule here at BaylorBears.com. In middle of January, you've got games against West Virginia, at Texas Tech, Kansas, and then at Oklahoma State. That with Cunningham there, I mean, that's a rough 4 game stretch. That's gonna be crazy.
That's a stretch. Yeah, when the schedule came out, that's the one people pointed to as, ooh, all right, here's the tester stretch. But it's not like, you know, it's not like every game's not gonna be tough. Every game is gonna be tough in the Big 12. That stretch will certainly be tough. But I think what we've seen already in the league is that this is going to be a knockdown dragout all season. The tight games that have been played already, you know, the games last night, Tech and Oklahoma went down to the wire before Tech won that one. Kansas was impressive on Tuesday night with a win over West Virginia, but I think it's just going to be tough every night in the Big 12, and that's what makes it fun. Really good teams playing at a high level, and a lot riding on the outcomes of these games.
Absolutely. Well, mask or no mask, you do a great job, and the sacrifices that you guys are going through to bring us this great action all season, we certainly appreciate it. John, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Bill, same to you. Merry Christmas to you. Have a great Christmas holiday season, and I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, no problem. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
All right, wrapping things up here on Big 12 this week. Collegiate Baseball Newspaper came out with their preseason top 50, and there's five Big 12 schools that made it. Coming in at number 41 is Oklahoma. Number 20, Texas, just ahead of them at 19 is TCU. Oklahoma State is 17th, and Texas Tech is 4th. Baylor, K-State, and West Virginia also receiving votes. And then Collegiate Baseball Newspaper's preseason All-Americans. On the first team, TCU relief pitcher Halen Green. On second team, Texas right-handed pitchers Pete Hansen and Ty Madden, and left-handed pitcher Micah Dallas from Texas Tech. On the third team, lefty Jordan Wicks of K-State, Texas Tech shortstop Cal Conley, and outfielder Dylan Noisy. So congratulations to them. And I do want to recognize the Scholar Athletes of the Year for fall sports. That's important to the Big 12. So congrats going out to Ryan Smeaton, Oklahoma State senior for men's cross country. The Women's Cross Country Scholar Athlete of the Year is Kaylee Logue of Iowa State. In football, two Scholar Athletes of the Year, Texas quarterback Sam Ellinger, and from Iowa State, senior Kane Nwangwu. Congratulations. The soccer co-athlete. In soccer, the co-scholar athletes of the year from Kansas State, Brooklyn Entz, and from Texas, Emily Strohpower. So congratulations to all of them. Great job in the classroom and on the field. All right, that is going to wrap things up. Listen, I want to thank you for being a loyal listener to the show, and I hope that you and your family have a safe and healthy Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. We'll be back next week. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.